The Treasury. Notre-Dame de l'Épine's treasury is in the form of a mini church with three bays. It bears the date 1542 and is crowned with a spire. Does it remind you of something? It's a miniature replica of the basilica's actual spire. Jean-Baptiste Renaud.
This little building that we could call an edifice was probably used to keep relics in. But in the 17th century, the right-hand side was used as a tabernacle, which is why it is referred to as a tabernacle requillery. In the past, the window and the door onto the ambulatory allowed people to worship the relics under the watchful eye of a person sitting on the small bench. On saints' days, there was probably someone inside the little chapel operating a blind so that people could see the relics and pilgrims could give offerings.
In the 17th century, lay people used to carry the relics during processions. Three relics in particular were highly venerated: a piece of the True Cross, the relics of Saint Barbara, and the Holy Milk of the Virgin. In 1408, Gilles Pessel, a rich member of the bourgeoisie from Verdun, offered a relic to Notre-Dame de l'Épine.
This is the relic of the Holy Milk of the Virgin. I have journeyed to the Holy Land and brought it back from the grotto of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born to save humanity.
In the old days, pilgrims used to scrape the earth from the grotto of Bethlehem, and for them, that was the milk of the Virgin Mary. Like the statue of Our Lady of the Thorn, the treasury is just on the boundary between the choir reserved for the clergy and the part of the church used by the congregation.
The treasury was most probably put here for purposes of worship, but also to receive offerings from the faithful. Behind the little chapel in the choir, all offerings were for the priest. However, where we are now, on the boundary of the choir, the offerings went to the church council.
In other words, the group of local laypeople in L'Épine who administered church property. Let's have a look now at the fresco with the Virgin in the centre.
It represents the Virgin and the Loreto Litanies, in other words, the allegories that enumerate Mary's virtues. The motifs represented here, a garden, a vase, a cedar, are taken from the Old Testament and represent Mary's virginity. The fresco was not part of the original building. It was added in the early 17th century.
The treasury has two magnificent extensions, the Renaissance-style stone enclosure and the rood stairs, both graceful and delicate.